Congress is on break. The president is at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. But the political world will not stay quiet for long because the impeachment trial could start in the Senate very soon after lawmakers return.
So let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hey, good to be with you, Jeremy.
So the Senate left without an agreement on procedures for a Senate trial, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't decided when she will send over the two articles of impeachment approved last week, or at least she hasn't announced when she will do that. But there is reporting that she could pass those articles over to the Senate very quickly after lawmakers return to Washington. What do we know?
She's not likely to convey those articles before Congress gets back in the first week of January, and probably not for at least a few days after that. Remember, the House still needs to officially designate its team to act as impeachment managers in the Senate. So that'll be, say, Chairman Adam Schiff, maybe Jerry Nadler from the Judiciary Committee, and several more. So that has to happen, too. And the real pressure here is really on the Senate to decide how it wants to handle the procedure so the trial can proceed. The two party leaders in the Senate have to get past what they're calling an impasse. And in the meantime, the president continues to rage against it all every chance he gets.
Well, and when it comes to how that trial is going to go, there's a question about whether there will be witnesses. Democrats want them. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, doesn't. But in an interview on Tuesday with KTUU in Alaska, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was disturbed by McConnell saying that he was working in total coordination with the White House on impeachment.
To me, it means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense. And so I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Ron, is that a signal that Murkowski wants a trial with witnesses? And do you think other Republican senators would join her in demanding that, if so?
It may signal that. And it may signal that she's had those conversations with several other senators who would like to have the idea breached that this should be done with witnesses. So she might be a vote for that if it comes to a vote on the Senate floor, and it could. On the other hand, when she says working hand in glove, very carefully chosen words, clearly disapproving or implying disapproval of the way McConnell has dropped all pretense of being some sort of an arbiter or a juror here. McConnell has declared himself anything but impartial, and he's done it quite openly, and that clearly disturbs Senator Murkowski and some others.
Well, what are those other Republicans who may follow her?
You would have to look at someone like Mitt Romney in Utah, who has certainly kept his distance from Trump in many respects. You'd have to look at Susan Collins from Maine because she has a very tough reelection campaign and has a reputation for a moderate, although she has not always followed that in confrontations with the president. And also perhaps Cory Gardner from Colorado, another Republican facing a very tough reelection campaign this year or in 2020.
Okay, so let's play that out. Let's say those Republicans do come along and they say, yes, we want more witnesses. What would that look like? Would that mean that if the Democrats get John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, that the Republicans would then get someone like Hunter Biden or Adam Schiff?
It might mean Bolton and Mulvaney, as they were involved with the aid to Ukraine being held up directly. And they are material witnesses, fact witnesses, who would be needed if this were a conventional trial and you were actually trying to get at the reality of what happened. Adam Schiff, we mentioned, might be a witness regarding the process in the House and his alleged contacts, direct or indirect, with the whistleblower who started all this. That's something the Republicans have alleged and like to talk about. Hunter Biden might be called if there were a Senate committee investigating corruption or alleged corruption in Ukraine and his role with one company there. But he would not be in a position to have any direct knowledge of how the president said, we need a favor, though, or held up the aid to Ukraine or withheld that meeting at the White House, all the things that are actually contained in the impeachment articles. He wouldn't have any knowledge of that.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Ron. There's a court hearing next week on the House Judiciary Committee's bid to force testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. This is actually related to the Mueller investigation. What are you expecting there?
It's important to remember the committee has not closed the books on possible additional articles of impeachment. And one they had considered was obstruction of justice based on some of what's in the Mueller report and what came out last spring. And you remember that list of potential instances of obstruction of justice that Mueller was talking about. He said he couldn't indict a sitting president, but he said he was not exonerating him either. And he listed those things that Trump had done. And that included trying to get Don McGahn, who was at that time the White House counsel, to do something about Mueller, to get somebody to get rid of him. That would be obstruction of justice. And it's at least one of the things that the committee wants McGahn to testify about and that could produce yet another additional article of impeachment at some point. Hmm. So if this court, this three-person court in the District of Columbia, Circuit of Appeals, if they say he has to testify, well, we can expect the White House to appeal to the Supreme Court.
Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Ron, thank you and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Jeremy and Peter.